I know you had a lot of success with Brightline Eating. So that was one of your turning points, wasn't it, when you started adopting the Brightline Eating way?
Well, I felt like I didn't know how to eat. I hadn't ever had any teaching of what is a normal diet, what portions they were. And I recognised that the dieting aspect of cutting things out so you had really minimal calories wasn't really going to work for me, because I'd grown up in a kind of starvation mode. So I didn't want to go that route, and I just knew I couldn't go that way. But I felt like I needed some guidance on what a healthy diet was. And what Brightline Eating gave me was exactly the right measurements. And I could just go, right, that's a portion and that's a portion. And then I just knew, for the thousands of people that have done it, it's worked for them, that I could just eat that amount, be sure that I'd had my necessary or needed amount of food. And then anything beyond that was emotional and mental stuff that I could deal with. So what it did is, like, it isolated the meal times. So you just in Brightline Eating, eat breakfast, lunch and evening meal. And then if I feel hungry another time, that's when I do my energy work. Because I know it's not hunger. It's not the physical hunger. And it's a very good framework for me. Because even last night it happened. I had an early tea because I was doing something online, and then was lying in bed about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, hungry. And in the old days, I recognized in the old days, it would have been, well, you haven't eaten for 5 hours, you know, it's time to eat. But I recognized it was emotional. Whatever I'd done in that meeting online had brought up some emotions that I needed to process before I went to sleep. So it just highlights for me when to do the emotional work, because I've done the food, don't need any more food. The rest is all my mindset and emotions and what's happening to me. So even last night, that was really helpful to remember and do the work.